As part of our series, First Year, First Generation, we've been following five first-generation college students through their freshman years. This installment focuses on one word, money, and one question. What does a first-generation student do when she finds out she owes more of it than she ever imagined? From the Delaware Desk, Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
This is my UDSIS account, and I guess we're going to look at my finances.
It's a Friday in mid-January, about halfway through Jackie White's winter break. She's sitting in the darkened living room of her home in Newcastle, Delaware, staring at a number on her laptop screen.
It says that I owe a lot of money, $7,984.45, to be exact.
Sometime around Christmas, White got a letter from the University of Delaware telling her she owed that amount in full. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to register for spring semester classes.
So what was your reaction when you got that letter?
I cried. I cried.
Literal tears?
Yes, actual literal tears. But what else is new? It's college. Like, everybody cries.
Her mom works two jobs to keep the family afloat. Her family recently scrounged up enough money to buy her a laptop so she doesn't have to write papers on her phone. White does not have $7,984.45.
I'm scared because I don't know what to do, and like, I've been boosted like all this time. They're like, yeah, you're gonna go to college when you grow up, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, I did what you told me to. Now what am I supposed to do? And I feel lost.
White is grasping for contingency plans. Maybe she could take a semester off and work. Maybe she could drop out and go to beauty school. But the panic, it's palpable. The next semester begins in 3 weeks.
Can you try to log in again? We're trying to see if we can get you into UDSIS.
1 week later, I'm crowded into a small office with White, her aunt Jessica, and Imani Powell, a University of Delaware student advisor. They're hoping Powell will say this was all a terrible mistake.
All right, so let's see. My finances, cause I think that's where we can kind of get a sense of.
Here we go, right in the.
There it is.
The number, $7,984.45, hasn't budged.
It looked like the payments are kind of at this stage. It's due in full.
Mm-hmm.
For the next hour, Powell guides White through her options. She doesn't have many. At one point, he leaves to get his boss. It feels remarkably similar to the moment when a nurse fetches a doctor to break bad news, and the patient is left lingering in the waiting room. Aunt Jessica steps in to offer a pep talk.
You have to find what your focus is. Mine is making sure my kids are safe, healthy, happy, fed, loved, all the stuff. You got to figure out what that is. I hope that you know that that's you. I hope you know that that's your future. And I don't know that you have been told that in those plain terms. You are worth this.
White nods and musters a determined look, but it's clear. She doesn't know how to fix this. A 2009 report sponsored by the Gates Foundation found the number one reason college students drop out is to make more money. Their number two reason? They couldn't afford tuition and fees. For first-generation college students who may struggle just to feel they fit in, money problems can make all that moot. Fortunately for Jackie White, this story ends well.
She's going back to school tomorrow!
Yeah, I'm getting out. I'm out!
It's a Saturday in early February, one day before the new semester begins. Jackie and her mother, Alexis White, are at the kitchen table.
She's going back to school!
No, Jackie didn't win the lottery or find $8,000 under her mattress. But her mom had a hunch that the bill was a mistake and emailed a financial aid expert at the university.
And that's why I said, it's got to be wrong that you owe $8,000. I bet you your scholarship hasn't kicked in because technically you're not going because technically you haven't registered. And of course that was the case.
Jackie did owe about $1,400 because it hadn't been paid and she hadn't registered for second semester classes. Some of her financial aid was withheld. If she could pay off the $1,400, it would unlock the second semester scholarship and wipe out the rest of the balance. The financial advisor told Jackie's mom to apply for something called a Parent Plus loan. If Alexis was denied, it would qualify Jackie to take out more federal loans to cover the $1,400 balance. Alexis put in an application.
48 seconds later, we're giving high fives because I was denied.
Yeah, we're like, open... yes, we're four!
Yes!
In 24 hours, a problem that had hung over the family for almost a month disappeared. But it still left them uneasy. As Jackie moped around the house for most of winter break and talked of things like beauty school, Alexis had flashbacks.
What is she going to do? Because then it's like, we were 19. I was 20 years old when I got pregnant with her. So it was just like, no, we're not repeating this cycle. Like, no.
The episode was a reminder of just how fragile Jackie White's time in college truly is. She now knows 20 years of her family's hard work to get her here can get wiped out in an instant. From the Delaware desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.